whilst we haven't had the same orange warnings that they've had further south, we still had quite a considerable period of wintry weather up here. Over 1,100 kilometres of road in the county is gridded, 21 gritting routes. These have either been gridded twice or three times every day since New Year's Day. Crews were out at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, at 3:30 yesterday afternoon, at 7:30 yesterday evening, and again at 6 o'clock this morning on those gritted routes. But our crews are also dealing with some local issues on public roads that aren't on the gritting programme on a priority basis as different calls come in. But it's likely that the current spell of wintry conditions will last until Friday. We have a winter service engineer on duty daily who make a call on the treatment that is required to the gritting routes, and they do that using some specialist forecasting tools as well as local information. And we also attend the National Coordination Group. But one thing I suppose to remember is that road temperatures are generally lower than the air temperature that will be displayed on your car, and at the minute they're very low. Some of our sensors around the county are recording road temperatures down as low as -4. So you can imagine anything that's frozen will remain frozen. You can never assume that a route is ice-free, even if it has been treated. Local conditions can change, especially earlier in this period of wintry weather. There was quite a bit of freeze-thaw happening, whereby you may get some water running out of a field, out of a ditch, that would perhaps even wash the salt off the road and then freeze. Or you can get a very fine layer of snow that'll land and freeze immediately given the road temperatures. So the public should never assume that the road is ice free.